It's interesting as we read some of the Psalms, when you can forget that they were written in the ancient Hebrew context, not in the Christian context. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of all the nations. He has revealed his justice. What is that referring to? I know what it refers to in the Christian context. But when David wrote this psalm, what was he talking about? Now, it's possible it was God's releasing the people from Egypt. It's possible that it was God's bringing them into the Holy Land. It's possible that it was God's rescuing David from the hand of his pursuers and enemies. But to the nations? I mean, the locals? Sure. You know, if there was a big event in Thibodaux, I'm sure the people in Chack Bay and St. Charles would hear about it. But, you know, the rest of the world doesn't know the Fireman's Fair is taking place next week. Barely a quarter of Louisiana knows that. And the events I've all mentioned, they were local things. Well, of course, David, writing through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, with the very hand of God, is referring to whatever he thinks he's referring to. But God is pointing us to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, things have irrevocably changed. They don't go back to the way they were. God has made his salvation known, not to a few, not to a local people, not to a chosen people, but to the whole world. And everyone who has ears ought to hear. And the next time he makes his salvation known, it will be undeniable by every human that draws breath. But for now, our task is to bring the good news and the message of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the world so that all the people who have not yet heard it might have the chance to hear of the salvation of God.